The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. Lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, your teeth, the trash heap of heaven. And Father has said concerning such believers, why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life? In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yahushua, who you may mistakenly know as Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seek such a relationship with me. Today we're going to talk about emuna, in other words, faith, for supernatural divine healing. Overview of the broadcast. Recently I've encountered a number of people on my mailing list who clearly do not have a deep understanding of emuna, faith, divine healing, and divine provision, items I've taken for granted for decades. This broadcast seeks to redress this imbalance by presenting detailed teachings from various sources on the subject of divine supernatural healing. In subsequent articles, I plan to address emuna, in other words, faith, and provision, stroke prosperity, and to encourage you to expect the supernatural. I will share some caveats and then present a summary of what to do. I'll speak about Kenneth E. Hagin and his impact on my life and share some of his videos. I will talk about prayer and conversation with Father. I will then reference some important articles by Doug Ferguson and then speak about revival and related issues. I will speak of further reading and writing and viewing. Finally, we will look at the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a retired military commander. I now work as a general manager. I have nearly 30 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993, when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room and I knew for certain that he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of about 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair, which when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me, and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess, and I chose to serve him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator. It forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, SlideShare, and Twitter. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. That's endtimeissueministries1word.org. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show on the top menu and podcasts on the drop-down for previous broadcasts, or search on Google for, quote, Relationship with Creator Radio, unquote. That's Relationship with Creator Radio, one word. So today's broadcast is based on the article 2022-1103, Emunah, in other words, faith, for supernatural divine healing. I prefer to use Emunah, which is the Hebrew word that is translated faith. It's got a richer meaning, and the word faith has some pagan connotations, so I try and avoid using faith where I can. As I've shared previously, in the early years of my walk with Father, commencing March 1993, I was deeply influenced by a series of charismatic Christian churches, until Father showed me that there was major error and called me out of the church to start my own prophetic teaching ministry. In that ministry, I focused on the truths I've been taught by Father and not paid any attention to the truths that I learned in those early years, on the basis that I considered them to be widely known and widely taught, and therefore not necessary for me to focus on. Recently, I've encountered a number of people on my mailing list who clearly do not have a deep understanding of Emunah, faith, divine healing, and divine provision, items I've taken for granted. This article seeks to redress this imbalance by presenting detailed teachings from various sources on the subject of divine supernatural healing. In subsequent articles, I plan to address Emunah, faith, and provision stroke prosperity, and to encourage you to expect the supernatural. Folks, there's a huge piece here about experiencing the supernatural with Father, of being aware that he is supernatural, that he is above natural. Many of the principles discussed in this broadcast apply to any area of walking by faith or Emunah. I plan to produce a similar compilation on Emunah faith in the near future. In what follows, I will first address six videos that speak to this topic in various ways, in a series of articles by Doug Ferguson, and I will then present eight articles that I've extracted from the internet that address the topic of healing. It is my fervent belief that anyone who takes what follows seriously and does the necessary spiritual work, as outlined in this article and references, will come to a place of complete healing of current infirmities, including cancer, after effects of poisoning, etc. To start out with, I want to mention the seven components of drawing close to Father Yah. In considering what follows, please also look at the article, Seven Components of Drawing Close to Father, on the website. For detailed guidance on drawing close to Father Yah, the eternally self-existing, the Almighty Creator, commonly inaccurately referred to as the Lord and God. Emunah, faith, is an essential piece of having a relationship with the Almighty. It takes faith to believe he exists. You can look at the facts. There are articles on the website that go into a fair amount of detail about engineering metaphor and so forth as to why it is evident that there's a Creator. But in terms of coming into relationship with him, you need to believe he exists. You can't have a conversation with somebody if you don't believe he exists. So there's this catch-22 that, do you believe he exists and then have a relationship with him, or do you have to have a relationship with him to believe he exists? And basically, you need to believe he exists first, and that's faith, Emunah. In presenting everything that's contained in the on the webpage and the article that this broadcast is based on, there's some caveats that apply, what I call the usual caveats, because they apply to a lot of the material that I share from other sources. presenting this broadcast with reference to the work of others, the usual caveats regarding names, etc. apply. See the essence of my message to Christians on the website. Remember that the spiritual dispensation changed when Satan was cast into the pit in 2003, and the grace for wrong names and wrong beliefs was withdrawn before that, so more rigor is required in what we believe. See the article Satan to the Pit in 2003. Note also the number of Bible verses from the so-called Old Testament that speak of your healing. So healing is not just a New Testament thing. Yeshua was an Old Testament prophet, delivering healing through the covenant of Moshe, Moses. Divine healing is available to all believers, not just those who believe through Yeshua. The reference to various ministries does not constitute an endorsement of the ministry as a whole, and the inclusion of an article does not constitute a blanket endorsement of the content of that article or video. It's up to you to lift out what is truth. This is so important. Most of the time I originate my own content, but in a case like this where I don't have my own personal teachings around healing and faith, I've chosen to rely on other sources and with the caveats I've just mentioned. Note that Yah's words are words Yah has spoken, a few of which are in the Bible. The Bible is not the Word of God. It's a useful reference about many miraculous interactions between human beings and the Almighty Creator. Certain passages are valuable in understanding Yah's will with regard to healing. That is where it stops. It is the living word spoken by Yah and not a book that breathes life into a person and heals them. Some of these words are in the Bible, as evidenced below. There are passages in the Bible that are directly from Yah. These are the passages that are cited in the articles that follow to support healing. The rest of the Bible is simply historical account, and the point to note there is that there are innumerable miracles that Father Yah has performed. In summary, with the caveats, Yah the Eternal, the name of the Almighty is Yah the Eternally Self-Existing, not the Lord. His direct designation is the Almighty, or your personal Mighty One, not God. The name of the prophet from Nazareth is Yahushua, not Jesus. The word Christ refers to the anointing of the Spirit of Yah. It is not another name for Jesus. Jesus is not God, or Yeshua is not Yah, and the Bible is not the Word of God. There's an article on the website, Can You Prove That the Bible Is the Word, Holy Word of God? There are a number of other articles, the essence of my, what I believe about the Bible, etc. A lot to read there on that point. And the same with, there's an article, Can You Prove That Jesus Is God? Again, disproving that. So a summary of what to do. In summary, the following are the key actions to receive healing, finances, or anything else by Emunah faith. The sections that follow elaborate. Number one, research and believe. Do whatever you need to do in order to believe what you are believing for is possible. Read articles, watch videos, listen to podcasts, etc. Two, read and study about the matters of the Almighty at least an hour a day, preferably 2 hours. This can include Bible reading, but should extend beyond the Bible, including this article and all references in it. Watch as many videos on healing and Emunah faith as possible. Listen to podcasts, etc., etc. Worship at least an hour a day out loud, preferably 2 hours. Sing carefully selected songs. See my suggestions on the website. Sing songs about Father filling you with His Spirit, as well as songs making love to Him and praising Him. Avoid doctrinally wrong songs. Substitute the correct names, etc. Listen on earbuds at work, on public transport, etc. And sing in your heart. Listen in your car and sing along. Folks, I don't want to be too doctrinaire about this. These are guidelines. If you can't do all the things that I'm talking about, to the extent that I'm talking about, so be it. Do the best you can. Father will meet you wherever you are. So don't get discouraged by what I'm saying here. If you can't do it all, do what you can. Point number four, pray, preferably on your knees or on your face on the floor, if at all possible. At least an hour a day and preferably 2 hours a day. Commune with Father. Come to a place of conversation. Passionately ask Him to anoint you, to grant you your desires, etc. Knock and keep on knocking. Pray with importunity. Insistent, urgent asking. If your health does not allow you to get on your knees or on your face on the floor, then pray in whatever posture you can. If it's in a chair, whatever, so be it. I just find it easier to hear Father when I'm on my knees. Then five, fast, at least 7 times 3-day water-only fast with a covenant meal or communion or sacraments, morning and evening. Could be 7-day, 14-day, 21 days or 40 days, depending on how serious you are. At least once a year, twice a year, or more frequently if you're really serious, depending on the length of the fast. Six, live your daily life, work, etc. If you do the above with commitment, Father will give you the energy to do all the above and work. Eventually, you may only require a few hours sleep a day. When I first got into this, I got to a point where I was praying for an hour at least on my knees, morning and evening, an hour at a time, reading the Bible or other works at least an hour at a time, listening to worship music and worshiping while I was driving, etc. And I got to a point where I only needed about 3 hours sleep a night, and I was vibrant and full of energy and full of wisdom. So it's entirely possible that quite quickly, if you follow the regime that I'm advocating here, that you can find the extra hours that you need to do everything that I'm talking about. Then point number seven, contact me. You don't have to. Throughout this process, contact me and we can chat on email, Zoom, etc., and I'll guide you. So if you're not sure how to do something or you're not sure about something I've written, please feel free to email me. Number eight, persist. Keep doing this daily for as long as it takes to receive a powerful anointing and receive what you're asking for, at which point you will probably be in a position to go into full-time ministry, minister healing, deliverance, etc. to others. I want to talk about Kenneth E. Hagin. That's the senior Kenneth Hagin. And I want to talk about his impact on my life. The charismatic Christian church that I was taken to following my encounter with Father on the 12th of March, 1993, was Rhema Bible Church in Randburg, Johannesburg, South Africa. An offshoot of Rhema Ministries in Tulsa, Oklahoma, founded by Kenneth E. Hagin. The teachings on faith, healing, and provision deeply impacted me, as the teachings of numerous other faith teachers of that time who visited Rhema and taught there and at their annual conferences. As stated previously, I subsequently learned that there were elements of their teachings that did not accord with what Father was saying to me, and so in time I moved away from the established Christian church and established End Time Issue Ministries, which has no affiliation with any stream of religion, including Christianity, Islam, Judaism, etc., drawing truth from wherever Father and life lead me. Because of what I learned about faith in those early days, I will therefore start this broadcast with reference to Kenneth E. Hagin. Kenneth founded the Rhema Bible Church organization and is possibly the most powerful and most loyal servant of the Almighty of the 20th century. Search on Google with regard to the manner of his death reveals, quote, Hagin went to bed on Saturday, September 13, feeling well, according to a news release from his ministry. He sat at the breakfast table on Sunday morning and smiled at his wife, Aretha, and then sighed, and his head fell to his chest. He died on Friday, September the 19th, 2003, at the age of 86. It's a fundamental principle that when a mature believer dies unexpectedly or in a painful way, it is because they're in deep sin to the point that they will be rejected if they continue living. A painful death is intended to bring about repentance of grievous sin. The manner of Kenneth E. Hagin's death tells me that he was in right standing with Father Yah and had been faithful throughout his life. It therefore seems to me that he is potentially the greatest of Yah's generals of the 20th century. For information about Kenneth E. Hagin, go to Wikipedia and look for Kenneth E. Hagin. So, folks, I very, very seldom talk at any length about a particular individual. I've done so in this particular instance because Kenneth Hagin Sr. had a profound influence on my early walk with Father. And I've recently come across a thread of his videos recorded, obviously, while he was alive, on YouTube that have caused me to revisit and refresh my understanding of Emunah, faith, and a number of other topics. As I said earlier, caveats apply. There are things in terms of words, etc., things that he uses that I don't agree with. But you've had the opportunity to hear my teachings, and it's up to you to decide whether what I'm saying is true or not, and lift out what you find of value. The key point here is the principles of living by Emunah, living by faith. And that's what I'm going to share with you in the next few minutes. So I'm going to talk about the Kenneth Hagin videos. I'd like to start by referencing six videos with Kenneth E. Hagin that I've recently encountered on YouTube. As above, my goal is to inform you and to challenge you to seek your own healing, to come to a place where you walk in divine health, and then to come to a place where you can administer healing to others. So the first YouTube video is Healing Is Yours, Kenneth E. Hagin. At the time that I posted this to my second mailing list, I wrote, "Powerful and very detailed teaching on divine healing by one of the foremost teachers of the 20th century, who was himself miraculously healed, thereby initiating his ministry. Note that healing is available without laying on of hands if one exercises faith, Emunah. Remember that Yah is the healer through prayer in the name of Yeshua. And usual caveats, read names, etc." So, a series of powerful videos, really fundamental principles of living by faith, living by Emunah, getting healing, getting provision, just walking in faith in Emunah. And I said, encourage you to go to the website and find this particular article, Emunah, Faith for Supernatural Divine Healing, listen to these six videos. They're recordings. They don't really have video in any real sense, most of them. So I want to make the point that talk about prayer and conversation with Father. When I posted that article on the second mailing list, I wrote message to several friends who are ill. I encourage you to listen to this and the two interviews with Kenneth E. Hagin and other videos on healing and strengthen your faith that you can be healed. And if you want to get on Zoom, I'll pray with you. This offer is available to anyone who reads this article. Also read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts in the Bible, focusing on the healing miracles and claiming miraculous healing for yourself. See also the Bible verses cited below relating to divine healing. If you want to get that on YouTube, search for Healing Is Yours, Kenneth E. Hagin. Folks, if you can get connected with a deeply anointed believer who has a deep relationship with Father, and an anointing for healing, you can get healed tomorrow. The challenge today is that there are not very many of those people around. The majority are in such error that having them lay hands on you and pray for you is probably dangerous rather than going to get you better. So if you're really following the truth, if you're really using the true names, seeking to work with the fundamentals of what I'm teaching, then you may find it difficult to find somebody to pray for you, in which case then the alternative is to do what I'm advocating here, which is that you strenuously seek to grow close to Father. It is possible that you can get healed without doing any of the things that I spoke about a few minutes ago. And it is possible that you may need to do all the things that I spoke about a few minutes ago. The point being, there is no simple click your fingers solution to this. If you can get in front of somebody who can pray for you, who has the anointing, by all means do it. Say, Father, lead me to a person who has the anointing to heal me. the people are out there. They're just a little bit far apart. Then another YouTube video, subject line, amazing Kenneth E. Hagin interview on Trinity Broadcasting Network, praise the Lord, April 23rd, 1998 on YouTube. At the time that I posted this to my second mailing list, I wrote, "This is the most important message I've shared from YouTube with regard to divine healing and divine provision. Please listen and apply. As usual, please remember, Yah, not the Lord, Almighty, not God, Yeshua, not Jesus. It is Yah that heals and provides." So it's important to understand that Yah is the healer. There's a lot of confusion about Jesus being the healer. Yeshua, Jesus, healed by the Spirit of Yah that was in him and upon him. It was Yah that worked the miracles, not Yeshua. Yeshua was simply the vehicle, the instrument for delivering those vehicles, in the same way with Elisha, Elijah, Moses, Moshe, and so forth. It is possible for you to get to a level of relationship with Father where you walk in the same level of anointing and power that Yeshua walked in. He said, because he went to be with Father, that we would be able to do the same and greater works than he did. I had that anointing. I healed people. I had a brutal divorce. I lost the anointing, never regained it. Had several other issues, lost the subsequent anointing several times. So I regrettably don't walk in that power any longer. I have an anointing to teach and research, but I don't have an anointing to heal. But I know that it's possible. I've been there. I've had that anointing. In the next one, Kenneth E. Hagin interview on YouTube. At the time that I posted this to my second mailing list, I wrote, "Kenneth Hagin Sr. is one of the strongest teachers on faith of recent generations. Had a big impact on me in the early days of my walk nearly 30 years ago. He's probably one of the strongest and most faithful generals of recent past. Strongly recommended." So, another powerful video. And just search for Kenneth E. Hagin interview on YouTube. I encourage you to watch all of these videos. They each touch on important principles. They reinforce them. He has an amazing story. He had an amazing story. He was bedbound. Doctor said he was going to die within a short period of time. He got hold of a Bible. He started reading certain passages. He got a revelation that Yah, Father, could heal him. And he started to claim that. He didn't really know what to pray. He didn't know anybody who could help him to pray. And over time, he just recited those verses. He got an inner conviction that he could be healed. He claimed that healing. And one day he was healed. One day he stood up and got out of his bed, stood up, and went and ate a meal at the dining room table, having been bedridden for something like 9 months, and his family discussing his funeral arrangements with him. He then went on to become an anointed minister, pastor, eventually became a prophetic teacher. Long life, as I said earlier, died about age of 86. Founded a powerful ministry, and I strongly recommend his teachings. Then another video, Kenneth E. Hagin, Secret to My Success, also on YouTube. Powerful teaching about travail in intercession and related matters. If you're not receiving your healing, you may find that this is the answer. Again, strongly recommended. So he talks at some length about travail. Travail being just going to Father in deep grief at your situation and weeping and saying, "Father, help me. I don't know what more to do. I'm desperate, I'm dying, I need you to help me," or "I'm bankrupt, I'm about to lose everything, I need you to help me," or whatever it is. "I'm in a job that is really breaking me down, I ask you to help me find another job." Whatever it is, travail, cry out to Father. Father is moved by a broken spirit and a contrite heart. repent deeply. Weep over your sin. Father, I confess that I have done such and such, and I confess that that is grievous sin in your life, in your eyes, and I repent now, and I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to take my sin as far as the east is from the west from me. I ask you to deliver me. I ask you to help me to make right. I ask you to help me to get back on track. Cry out to him. He will hear you. If you've never travailed, if you've never, some of the biggest breakthroughs in my life have come when I have actually just sobbed my heart out and said, Father, I can't take this anymore. I don't know what more to do. Please help me. And on a number of occasions, things have shifted very, very dramatically, very, very quickly after that. You can't force it. The spirit within you will well up. But if you are open to letting yourself weep and cry, there's the opportunity for you. Then the next video is The Holy Spirit in You by Kenneth E. Hagin. Being filled with the Spirit of Yah is an important element of being able to minister healing to others and makes it much easier to receive healing oneself. This is an important teaching about the anointing filled with the Spirit of Father that is the set-apart Holy Spirit to true believers. Note that there's an initial betrothal portion of the set-apart Spirit of the Creator that is given when one first believes. Then there is then an infilling of the Spirit when or if one asks for it or comes into a situation where it is poured out on one. When you're truly filled with the Spirit, you may speak in another tongue or tongues, another language. The usual caveats apply with regard to names. Kenneth E. Hagin may be the greatest of Yah's generals in the 20th century. So in YouTube, just look for the Holy Spirit in you, Kenneth E. Hagin. Folks, this is a really important principle. If you just believe, you receive a small infilling of Father's Spirit. If you then go all out and worship and seek his anointing, ask him to fill you with his Spirit, he will impart more of his Spirit to you. You will become an anointed one, one filled with the Spirit of Yah. And as such, you will graduate to a position closer to the throne in heaven when you die. And I can't stress this enough. You won't walk fully in emunah of faith if you're not Spirit-filled. If you're just believing without being Spirit-filled, you've got a long way to go. And it's not difficult. Just, Father, in the name of Yeshua, I ask you to pour out your Spirit on me. I ask you to fill me with your Spirit. I love you, Father. Fill me with your Spirit. Then Kenneth Hagin, 2022, How to Be Led by the Spirit, Part 1, requires one to stay close to Father with significant ongoing prayer and worship. Sift the wheat from the chaff. It's a powerful teaching. Usual caveats regarding names, etc. So as you get filled with the Spirit of Yah, as you pray more, there's several web pages on the website about prayer, the essence of my message regarding prayer, etc. Pray those prayers daily. Ask Father to lead you. And then be sensitive. When he opens and closes doors, when he brings people into your life, takes people out of your life, answers your prayers in different ways. The closer you get to him, the more attentive you are, the more you ask for his guidance, the more you ask for wisdom and understanding, the more you will get into a place of supernatural provision, supernatural healing, and so forth, such that you can make a real difference on the earth. The thing to remember, folks, is that the reason you are on the earth, the reason I am on the earth, is for one reason only, to have a close, deep, personal relationship with Father, to be filled with his Spirit. And being filled with his Spirit is basically a manifestation of making love to him. And I don't mean that in a sexual carnal way. I mean it in a way of deep worship. And the closer you get to Father, the stronger the anointing, the stronger the infilling of his Spirit, the more you will move in miracles and supernatural events. If you do what I've suggested earlier, you can come to a place where when you pray for somebody for healing, they will be instantly healed. You can come to a place where you can raise the dead. You can come to a place where you can walk on water. You can come to a place where you can be thrown into a furnace and not be harmed, or thrown into a lion's den and not be harmed. So in conclusion, regarding the Kenneth Hagin videos, if you are ill and doctors are unable to help you, or even if you have no experience of supernatural divine healing and are interested, I strongly recommend that you watch all of those videos and read all of the articles that follow this. If you're ill, you might watch them and read them more than once. In preparing this broadcast, I've chosen not to read the writings of others out of the radio TV. They're all available on the website. Look at the webpage, Emunah Faith for Supernatural Divine Healing, on the website. Folks, repetition and reinforcement. If you're serious about this, find good teachings, read them several times, listen to them several times, and work at it. The thing to understand about all of this is the earth, the world is horribly corrupt. The satanic and demonic realm rule on earth. If you want to be a friend of Yah, it's going to take effort. It's going to take prayer. It's going to take worship. It's going to take communication. How do you become his friend if you're not talking to him? How do you talk to him if you never spend time listening to him? Somebody I spoke to a few days ago sort of commented that they kept repeating prayers because they didn't know what to say. Folks, prayer can be just getting on your knees, saying a few words and say, Father, I thank you. I want to be in your presence and talk to me. And if you quieten yourself, and it takes time and practice to quieten yourself, you will eventually hear his still small voice. And then you can start to enter into dialogue with him. And eventually you can come to a place where you can walk to him as where you can talk to him as you walk down the street. Then some important articles by Doug Ferguson. Some years ago, I was contacted by Doug Ferguson off the website. I added him to my mailing list and we communicate by email from time to time. Recently, he shared a number of articles that I consider important, and these are reproduced here on the webpage. As before, my goal is to share sufficient for you to be challenged to raise the bar in terms of your emunah faith to a level where you can receive healing, walk in divine health, and then administer healing to others. Number of articles that I've cited, 2022-1005, powerful example of what is possible when one is deeply led by the Spirit. That's one of the pages on the website, a detailed discussion of situations with regard to healing and other miracles. It's worth reading. Another article, 2022-1005, Unlocking the Gifts of Your Spirit, also a web page, detailed discussion of walking in the so-called power gifts from Father. You can also go to the website http://spiritualhealingsource.com. There's a lot of articles by Doug. That's Doug's website. There's a lot of his material on that website that's worth reading. There are a number of additional articles that I strongly recommend. I've decided not to read out other people's writings on the broadcasts. You can find this entire article in the article search at the top of the site. Search for supernatural healing and scroll through the list. I've done a few broadcasts where I've read out other people's writings, but it's very difficult for me to put life into those writings and more difficult for me to give commentary. So I've opted this time not to just go and look for the article and locking the article on supernatural divine healing on the website. Then revival and related. There are various articles and videos referenced on the website that relate to revival. Revival includes but is not limited to healing. Read as many of these articles and view as many of these videos as possible to strengthen your belief in emunah, faith for healing. 2021-0404, will you initiate a revival with me? 2021-0302, why revivals die out and what Yah requires today. 2022-0902, revival revisited. 2021-0109, a collection of important videos on YouTube that are worth watching. includes videos of God's generals and revivals where healing and other miracles were performed. Watch all of these to increase your conviction that you can be healed and that you can walk in divine health and that you can minister healing to others. Folks, a revival is a place where people turn back, a moment in time where people turn back to Father, where people start getting filled with the Spirit, people start performing miracles, and the community or the whole country turns back to Father in a significant way. That's what we need on earth right now. There is so much wrong on the earth today. If you're in tune at some level with Father and his commandments, etc., you will no doubt be grieved by some of the stuff that's happening. You can get grieved and get angry and upset and do things in your own strength, or you can do what I'm talking about here and get close to Father and start working miracles and start reaching out and start changing things. It's absolutely available to you. Then further reading and viewing. If after reading what follows, you need healing and require further reading and viewing to strengthen your emunah faith, search on YouTube and Google for topics like Kenneth Hagin, Faith for Healing, Divine Healing, How to Receive It, Testimonies Regarding Divine Healing, Divine Healing, Supernatural Healing. Then a selection of articles from the internet relating to supernatural divine healing. In preparing this article, I searched on Google to see what was available. There's much there of varying relevance and accuracy. I picked out 8 articles that I thought were useful. These are reproduced in the full article for your reference. As above, my goal is to inform you and to challenge you to seek your own healing, to come to a place where you walk in divine health, and then to come to a place where you can administer healing to others. Links to the source websites are provided after each article. Please feel free to email me. Folks, I encourage you, whether you need healing or not, if you're serious about serving Father and you want to get closer to him, this whole article on supernatural healing is well worth reading and watching the videos. There's a lot there that relates not just to faith for healing, but to faith for finances, faith generally, and you can learn a lot and benefit a lot from really immersing yourself in that article and its related resources. So I encourage you to do that. As always, my message is that Father wants you to get close to him, and I'm hoping that this will help you take a few more steps in that journey. I want to close off by asking you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator. Do you talk to him constantly throughout the day and allow him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose and will be bitterly disappointed when you die. Folks, I said this a few minutes ago. The reason we exist, the reason I exist, the reason you exist, is for one reason only. And that is to become a friend, a companion, a confidant of the Almighty Creator. He was lonely. He decided he wanted friends. He set about creating the universe, the solar system, the sun, the moon, planet Earth, the atmosphere, the water, the plants, the animals, and finally us human beings, with only one objective: for us to become his friends, to do things together with him, to have conversation with him, to learn and grow and experiment and do things with him. He wants to help you build your house. He wants to help you build your business. He wants to help you raise your children. He wants to help you invent things. He wants to help you be the best you can be. It's there for you. It's available to you. Apply all the things in this broadcast. So key documents in a video on the main menu of the website, video Why Seek Relationship, The Miracle of Yeshua's Death, The Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship with You, Seven Components in Drawing Close to the Creator, Recommended Worship, The Creator's Name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, The Essence of My Message to Christians, also articles for Jews, Muslims, and other faiths and unbelievers, all available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries, one word, .org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and then podcasts, or search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 until May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email me at james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list, or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. That's James, J-A-M-E-S, at endtimeissueministries, one word, .org. Visit the website and use the Google search, the article keyword cloud, the table of contents, and the article search to locate the information you're looking for. Those are all across the top of the main menu on the website. There's a huge amount of information there, close to 2,500 articles in the article database, over 1,000 web pages printed out. It's over 9,000 pages. It's answers to a lot of questions, by no means all your questions, but there's a lot of information there, and you're welcome to email me. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know, and I can connect with you by Skype, Zoom, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week, when I will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. You may be asking whether you are qualified, suitable, whatever, to become a friend. I want to stress, this is open to every human being on the planet, barring a few who've been rejected. Father wants you to become his friend. It doesn't matter whether you're tall or short, fat or thin, wealthy or poor, highly educated or uneducated. Doesn't matter if you're black or white. Doesn't matter if you're Indian or African or Asian or European or whatever. It doesn't matter whether you are a Christian or a Muslim or a Baha'i or a Hindi or Confucius or Buddhism or Christian or whatever, or even a Satanist or a witch or a warlock. Father wants you to become his friend. He will meet you where you are today. Father, in the name of Yeshua, I want to become your friend. Please show me how to get there. There is a wealth of information on the website. There are various articles on becoming a friend. I encourage you to climb in, do it, and get there. Thanks so much. Have a good evening. Good night. Father, I